Hello guys, welcome to the Anti-Liberal Show. Today we're going to be discussing the death penalty. My name is Steven and this is my friend Julian.
Hi, I'm Julian.
Some people believe that the death penalty or capital punishment should not continue, but we believe that it should continue, and we have reasons that why we believe that it should continue. So the first reason is that most people think that the death penalty is unconstitutional. Well, it's really not, because they say it's cruel and unusual punishment, but it's not.
Most of the cruel punishments that were used in capital punishment, like electric chair, hanging, and firing squad, have since been removed, and now it's mainly lethal injection, which isn't painful.
Lethal injection is not at all painful. Some death row inmates, before they die, even say it's peaceful. Another reason people think the death penalty should not keep happening because people say it's expensive. Death penalties are not expensive. In fact, people claim that they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. They only cost like $3,000 in some states. Also, courtesy of the state, before death inmates are executed, they are permitted one last meal, which they are allowed to get anything they want in most states. Some states have canceled it, like Texas, because one inmate, Lawrence Russell Brewer, ordered a gigantic freaking meal and didn't even eat any of it. So, you know, that's why inmates in Texas go hungry now. But yeah. Also, we believe that it should keep happening because it brings closure to families.
Families that are affected by serial killers that are evil are really sad. And once they get affected, they are just in griefing for many, many years. So the death of the criminals that caused the grief brings closure to the family.
What he's basically trying to say is that people are affected very, very much so by when a loved one gets murdered by a serial killer. And, like, yes, it doesn't bring them back, but for some, most families say that it will help them move on in the long run, even though they cannot bring their family member back.
And that's all, folks. Thanks for listening to the Anti-Liberal Show.
Bye.
Bye.